Here's the Friday Short for October 18th of 2024. As we approach the two-week mark until Election Day, it seems like MAGA Republicans simply cannot stop trashing the city of Detroit. Now, you'd think trashing Detroit is an odd strategy, considering how Michigan is a crucial state to win this election, but Republicans are gonna give it a try, I guess? A few weeks ago, I talked about how former New Jersey Republican governor and former Dear Leader Trump lover and now political pundit Chris Christie is really no different than Dear Leader and his MAGA cult followers, a cult that Christie says he doesn't belong to. Sure, Christie has a vendetta against his former Dear Leader, but Christie's bombastic bloviating and bullying of teachers in his state as governor, not to mention his desire to destroy the teachers' union, is no different in style and so-called substance from Trump's. The only difference is how MAGA says the quiet stuff out loud, while old Republicans would use dog whistles most of the time. So, Chris Christie apparently is also playing a sports commentator from time to time, as he sometimes appears on Chris Mad Dog Russo's Sirius radio show. Now, despite living in New Jersey, Christie's a big Dallas Cowboys fan, which I guess you can't blame him because the Giants and Jets suck. Anyway, Christie took to the airwaves to complain how badly the Detroit Lions embarrassed the Cowboys, which most of the nation got to see last weekend as the Lions ran away with a 47-9 thrashing of the Cowboys. And Christie did not really have the best words to describe head coach Dan Campbell in that interview, saying, "That's Dan Campbell. He's got no class, never has. It's fine, it's fine. Look, Dan Campbell, that's the way he is, and what goes around comes around." Huh. Interesting. Christie there is crying and complaining how Campbell and the Lions treated the game as a revenge game against his pitiful Cowboys. You'll recall that the Lions got screwed by the officiating in their showdown against the Cowboys last year. And this year, Campbell and his team didn't hold back, putting the pedal to the metal and making a statement against both the NFL and the Cowboys, which they exposed as pretenders. You play to win the game! I think I heard that somewhere before. Now look, I understand it's just a game and doesn't really have any bearing on the real world, but Chris Christie's decision to attack Dan Campbell, who embraced coaching this once beleaguered franchise, who embraced coaching in Detroit and is a beloved figure in Detroit and the state of Michigan, is baffling. But that's been the Republican playbook here this year, is bashing Detroit. Dear Leader Trump trashed Detroit while appearing in front of the Detroit Economic Club last week, and then doubled down on trashing Detroit at the Economic Club of Chicago this week. He said if Kamala Harris wins, the rest of the country will become like Detroit, and he did not mean that in the kindest of ways. Look, I visited Detroit with my dad for the NFL draft, and it is beyond amazing how much the city is turning around from just a decade ago. Is it perfect? Are there still challenges? Absolutely, including the need for transit, biking, and walking places, and a professional basketball team. No, I mean a real professional basketball team. But there is indeed a palpable sense of pride in Detroit. You can feel it, just as there's pride in our thousands of unionized auto workers who Trump also decided to disparage this past week, as he never hides his pure disgust of unions and of hardworking people. So it should come as no surprise that a Mitchell Communication and Research poll commissioned by Mears News reveals that 50% of Michiganders are now less likely to vote for Trump because he compared Detroit to developing nations. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's also got something to do with his desire to destroy public education and shift our tax dollars to Christian nationalist schools, or his ridiculous tariff scheme, which will cost Michiganders thousands of dollars. Or maybe it's that he tried to destroy democracy in 2020 while getting help from many MAGA Michigan Republicans in that effort and who are ready to do it all over again this election. Or maybe it's because Trump is not using a dog whistle. Everybody knows what he's talking about when he says Detroit. But please, Republicans, please keep bashing Detroit. I mean, I think it'll work wonderfully for all of you. Keep doing it. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me. Subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. And please give it a 5-star review. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and the Gram. Take the battle to them, and hey, go Lions!